right now, somewhere in a sprawling fluorescent lit warehouse, you have a fulfillment worker staring at a printed packing slip. And it just says something like, ultimate winter cozy gift set.
Yeah.
And they are standing in this aisle surrounded by, I mean, tens of thousands of loose individual items.
Yeah.
And they have absolutely no idea what actually goes inside that specific box.
It's a terrifying scenario if you're the one running that business. And I mean, it happens constantly.
Right.
We sort of expect the absolute seamlessness of a digital storefront to automatically translate into the physical world. But you know, the reality is that the internet is a very convincing illusion.
It really is.
And without airtight backend logistics acting as a translator, all that magic just disappears the second a customer hits buy.
And that translation process, that's exactly our mission for today's deep dive. We are unpacking a breakdown of a brand new feature from ClickShip called Ski U Bundles.
Yeah, a really fascinating solution.
It is. Our goal here is to explore the invisible, honestly, often maddening fulfillment nightmare of e-commerce bundles. And to discover how this new feature acts as like the missing link between a highly curated digital storefront and the gritty physical reality of the warehouse floor. So, okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it.
Because to fully appreciate the fix, we really need to understand the sheer scale of the problem first.
I think that's the best place to jump in. If we look at the mechanics of online sales, the core issue really stems from how bundles, whether we're talking about, you know, a seasonal gift set, a multi-pack of t-shirts, or a curated subscription box, how they are structured digitally versus physically.
Yeah.
On your storefront, you are taking several distinct physical products and merging them into a single attractive listing. And crucially, the e-commerce platform assigns that new grouping a single SKU.
A stock keeping unit, like the digital barcode that tells the system what an item is.
Precisely. It's a unique identifier. Oh. But here is the massive disconnect. That single SKU is usually only processed and accounted for on the front-end e-commerce platform.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so your Shopify or WooCommerce store says, fantastic, we just sold one barista starter kit. But the SKUs are the actual physical items inside that kit. The bag of dark roast coffee beans, the ceramic mug, the mechanical milk frother, those remain completely separate from the transaction.
They're just sitting there.
Exactly. The digital storefront doesn't pass that granular item-level detail down the line to the logistics software.
So it's like, okay, it's like running a busy drive-through, right?
No.
And a customer orders a combo number 4.
Right.
But the kitchen ticket printing out in the back only says combo number 4 without actually giving the cooks a breakdown of, like, which burger, what size fries, or which drink belongs in the bag.
That is a phenomenal way to visualize it. Now, just scale that kitchen up to a 100,000-square-foot fulfillment center.
Oh, wow.
Think about the warehouse worker in that scenario. They're holding a scanner and a pick list that only says SKU Starter Kit 01. If they don't have that specific kit pre-assembled, taped up, and just sitting on a dedicated shelf, the entire fulfillment machine grinds to a halt.
Because they have to figure it out themselves.
Exactly. They have to leave their station, track down a manager's computer, log into the digital storefront, find the marketing listing for that bundle, manually read the product description to see what belongs inside, and then, you know, go hunt down the individual items across the warehouse.
Which completely destroys any kind of operational efficiency. I mean, if you are paying for fulfillment by the hour or by the order, that bottleneck is just eating your profit margins alive.
It's a massive financial drain. And the ClickShip feature breakdown details the cascading fallout of this disconnect because you're triggering a chain reaction of failures here.
Right.
In the short term, you introduce severe human error. If that worker relies on memory for what goes into combo number 4, they are inevitably going to pack the wrong ceramic mug or, you know, forget the milk frother entirely.
Yeah.
But the long-term disasters are far worse. Because you introduce what we call phantom inventory.
Oh, because your master inventory counts are drifting further and further away from reality with every single bundle sold.
Yes. If your central system only knows you sold a starter kit, it lacks the capability to automatically subtract one mug and one bag of coffee beans from your individual stock levels.
That is a nightmare.
It really is. Suddenly, your software proudly displays that you have 50 mugs ready to sell, but the physical shelf is completely empty. And what does all of this lead to?
Angry customers.
A total collapse in customer trust. The customer receives the wrong items, or they get an email 3 days later saying, oh, sorry, your purchase is actually out of stock. And the magic of that frictionless one-click purchase is permanently broken.
So how do we solve this? Because obviously the answer isn't to force customers to buy every single item individually.
No, definitely not.
That defeats the entire psychology of a curated gift set. Nobody wants to click add to cart five separate times just to build a Mother's Day present. They want the curation done for them.
Right, they're paying for the convenience.
Exactly, which brings us directly to the solution outlined in the ClickShip documentation SKU bundles.
And the genius of this approach is that it bridges the gap without altering the customer's front-end experience whatsoever. The core mechanism of ClickShip's new feature is mapping.
Mapping.
Yeah. It allows e-commerce sellers to build a relational database connection between the single digital bundle SKU and the actual physical products that make it up.
Meaning the seller goes into the logistics backend and essentially, like, codes a digital recipe for that storefront listing.
That's a great way to put it. A digital recipe. When a customer places an order for the bundle, the storefront marketplace still processes it as one unified item.
Right.
But when that order data flows into ClickShip, which is acting as the central logistics brain here, the software instantly translates it. The fulfillment team sees exactly what belongs in the package. They see the individual component products, and they see the required quantities for each, without ever having to cross-reference the storefront.
So you are taking that granular item-level detail and forcefully carrying it all the way through the fulfillment pipeline. It drops into the order processing, it goes to the packaging team, and according to the feature specs, it even translates over into customs workflows, which honestly is one of those things you don't think about until it totally ruins your day.
Oh, for sure.
Because if you are shipping internationally, a border customs agent does not care what a barista starter kit is. They don't care about your marketing.
They absolutely do not care. Customs agents operate on harmonized system codes, or HS codes. They need to know exactly what materials are in that box to apply the correct tariffs.
Right. Like, does it contain ceramics? Does it contain roasted agricultural products?
Exactly. By mapping the bundle, ClickShip automatically pulls the customs data from the individual underlying products and populates the international shipping documents accurately. It prevents your package from getting seized at the border just because of a vague description.
Okay, so that is a massive operational win. But I want to walk through the journey of a package here, because the documentation highlights how this item-level transparency changes the game at multiple stages.
Let's do it.
Let's start before the warehouse is even involved, like at the checkout page. If the storefront still sees the bundle as one magical item, how does the system figure out accurate shipping costs to charge the customer? Doesn't a shipping quote rely heavily on the precise dimensions and weight of the box?
It relies entirely on dimensional weight.
Mm.
And this is historically a massive pain point for operators.
Yeah.
If you just guess the weight of a bundle when setting up your store, you face two terrible outcomes.
Right.
If you guess too high, you overcharge the customer for shipping, and they abandon their cart out of frustration.
Yeah, nobody likes high shipping fees.
Exactly. But if you guess too low, you undercharge them, and your business ends up eating the difference when the carrier invoices you.
Both of which are terrible for the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
So how does the mapping feature fix the math?
By calculating it dynamically. When the customer is sitting at the checkout screen, ClickShip's API instantly references the mapped recipe. In milliseconds, it pulls the individual weights and dimensions from the underlying products, adds them all up, accounts for the packaging material, and queries the shipping carriers.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
It delivers the most accurate real-time shipping rate possible at the exact moment of purchase.
That is incredible. It's doing, like, heavy relational database math in the time it takes the customer to blink.
Yeah.
Okay. So the customer gets a fair shipping rate, and they pay. The order drops to the warehouse floor. What changes for our fulfillment worker from the intro? This brings us to the pick lists, right?
Yes. This is where we cure the headache we talked about earlier. A pick list is the physical or digital document the warehouse staff uses to navigate the aisles and pull inventory.
Right.
With this new integration, the pick list no longer just shows the vague bundle name. It explodes the bundle into its components. It lists the individual items, clearly noting that they are part of a SKU bundle grouping.
So our worker isn't wandering around looking for a pre-made box. They see they need to pull one mug from aisle 4 and one bag of coffee from aisle 9. The guesswork is completely eliminated.
You've handed them a highly detailed kitchen ticket. And because the system knows exactly what was picked, it can accurately deduct those specific items from your master inventory.
No more phantom stock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which leads directly to the final stage of the journey. The packing slips.
The actual piece of paper that goes inside the cardboard box with the products, like the unboxing moment.
Right. The packing slip will now feature a fully itemized breakdown of the contents, nested right beneath the purchased bundle. The header will say, you know, versus starter kit.
Yeah.
And right below that, in an itemized tree, it lists the mug, the beans, the frother, and the quantities of each.
It's one of those things that sounds so simple, but it creates a completely transparent paper trail.
It really does.
From the exact second the customer clicks buy and gets their dynamic shipping rate, to the warehouse worker navigating the aisles, to the moment the customer slices the tape open and checks their slip against the items, everyone is operating on the exact same hyper-accurate data set.
It forces the digital promise to align perfectly with physical reality.
Yeah.
The friction is just gone.
Hearing all this, if I am an e-commerce operator listening right now, my immediate question is going to be about implementation.
Sure.
Because usually when someone starts talking about, you know, relational API mapping and dynamic customs workflows, small business owners start to break out in a cold sweat. It sounds like you need to hire a full stack developer just to sell a gift basket.
That is a very valid concern. Complex logistics software can often be its own worst enemy.
Right.
But the ClickShip breakdown is surprisingly focused on accessibility. They have abstracted all the heavy database querying away from the user.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to write a single line of code. It's essentially a search and select interface.
Oh, that's a relief.
Yeah. However, they do enforce some very specific technical guardrails to prevent users from accidentally corrupting their own inventory data.
Okay, let's talk about those guardrails. What are the core rules of mapping?
The primary limitation is what we can call the same store rule. You can only search for and map products that originate from the exact same marketplace or storefront integration.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
If ClickShip is acting as this powerful, centralized brain connecting all my different sales channels, why can't I mix and match? Let's say I want to build a master crafter bundle that takes a ceramic mug I sell in my Shopify store and bundles it with artisanal coffee I only list on my Etsy store. Why wouldn't it let me do that?
It's a tempting idea for sure, but doing so would create massive inventory syncing collisions.
Collisions.
Yeah, remember, ClickShip communicates back to your storefronts to update stock levels. If an order comes in through Shopify for that hybrid bundle, ClickShip would have to try and force an inventory deduction on Etsy for a product that Shopify doesn't even know exists.
Oh, I see.
The API silos would clash, and you'd risk double selling items or just crashing the sync entirely. So to keep the data architecture clean and ensure your inventory numbers are always perfectly accurate, the ecosystem of a bundle has to remain closed.
Okay. That makes complete sense. You have to keep the data streams pure so the platforms don't fight each other.
Exactly.
What about the actual contents of the bundle? Are there limits on what makes a bundle, you know, a bundle?
The defining mathematical rule is that a valid SKU bundle requires a combined product quantity of two or more.
Which is practically the dictionary definition of a bundle. I mean, you can't bundle one singular object.
True, but it is highly flexible in how you reach that minimum of two. It can mean two of the exact same item, like a simple two-pack of identical white t-shirts, or it can mean one of two entirely different items, like, you know, pairing a shirt with a hat.
Okay, I have a theoretical curveball for you. As a seller, could I create like a Russian nesting doll of bundles? Let's say I already sell a morning coffee bundle and I also sell a pancake breakfast bundle. Could I go into the system, create an ultimate weekend getaway bundle, and just map those two existing bundles inside it? A mega bundle made out of small bundles.
I admire the ambition, but no.
Oh.
The ClickShip specs explicitly shut that down.
Hmm.
An existing SKU bundle cannot be used as a component inside another SKU bundle. You can only map down to base level individual items.
Dash my dreams of the infinite mega bundle.
Sorry to break it to you.
But let me guess why. Is it a server issue? Like, if the checkout page has to calculate dimensional shipping weight in real time, and it has to drill down four or five layers deep just to figure out what base items are actually in the box, that kind of infinite query loop would probably time out the server, wouldn't it?
You nailed it. It's about computational speed and database integrity.
Mm.
If you allow nesting, the API has to run a recursive search every single time a page loads or a shipping rate is requested.
That would be so slow.
Exactly. By forcing bundles to only contain base-level SKUs, the system can instantly grab the data it needs. It keeps the checkout experience lightning fast for the customer. But to cushion the blow to your mega bundle dreams, the documentation does offer a massive counterbalance to that rule.
I'm listening.
While you cannot put a bundle inside a bundle, one individual base product can belong to an unlimited number of different bundles simultaneously.
Oh, wow. That completely flips the strategy.
Yeah.
So my one bag of dark roast coffee beans can be mapped into the barista starter kit, the Mother's Day basket, and the office pantry restock multi-pack, all at the exact same time.
Yes. And no matter which of those three vastly different bundles a customer purchases, the ClickShip brain will instantly know to subtract one bag of beans from that single master inventory count.
That's brilliant.
It gives you incredible merchandising flexibility. You don't have to physically split your coffee inventory into different piles for different promotions.
That is massive for marketing. You could have a catalog of just like five core products, but you could create 30 different highly targeted bundle listings on your storefront to appeal to different niche audiences. And the system handles the math effortlessly.
It really does. And this brings us to the broader implications of this feature. Because ClickShip isn't just a bespoke bundling tool, the documentation frames this new mapping capability within their larger identity as a comprehensive e-commerce shipping platform.
Right. They are positioning themselves as the central nervous system for your entire operation, integrating directly with the storefronts, pulling the orders in, and managing the warehouse data.
It goes beyond just managing the data. By acting as that centralized hub for thousands of sellers, they leverage incredible volume.
Okay.
They use that volume to negotiate heavily discounted rates with the major shipping carriers, which they then pass on to the users. So they are solving the agonizing software headache of inventory routing, and then they were providing the financial muscle to make the actual physical shipping of those complex orders significantly cheaper.
It's a highly strategic combination. You get the brains to organize the chaos of your inventory and the discounted muscle to ship it out profitably.
Exactly.
You know, looking at all of this, it leaves me with a really fascinating lingering thought. We spent this entire deep dive talking about how complex multi-item bundles used to be this massive operational minefield that sellers actively avoided because of the back-end
It's a
headaches.
risk many small businesses simply couldn't afford to take.
Exactly. But if logistics software can now perfectly, instantaneously translate these complex digital groupings into perfectly accurate automated warehouse tasks, I mean, if that back-end barrier of phantom inventory and shipping errors is entirely removed, how much more experimental could e-commerce get in the next few years?
Oh, the potential is huge.
Right. Imagine highly personalized, algorithmically generated subscription boxes. A storefront could offer a completely unique bundle to every single customer based on their browsing history, knowing confidently that the warehouse won't skip a single beat fulfilling it.
When you remove the fear of operational collapse, the storefront truly becomes a blank canvas for creativity rather than a logistical trap. The possibilities for hyper-personalization are practically limitless.
It's a wild prospect for the future of retail. Well, that brings us to the end of today's deep dive. Thank you so much for joining us as we unpacked the hidden mechanics of online shopping and logistics. We hope this gives you a brand new appreciation for the absolute wizardry happening behind the scenes the next time you casually click Add to Cart on that perfect single-click gift set. It might feel like a magic trick on your screen, but now you know exactly how the chaos is conquered in the warehouse. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.